You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, if you're looking for some comic relief from the pandemic we're all living through, how about taking a few minutes to listen to a new song by the Rock Bottom Remainders?
So listen, people, please don't stand by me.
Don't.
Please don't
stand by me.
Don't.
Just be safe now, but please don't stand by me.
Don't. We all hope that someday.
The band, formed in 1992, includes, but is not limited to, authors Dave Barry, Amy Tan, Stephen King, Scott Turow, and Ridley Pearson. Now, not only will this song bring a smile to your face, it's in support of a really good cause. And joining us live today to talk more is best-selling author Ridley Pearson. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you doing in the midst of this pandemic?
Well, I'm in my little room writing, Gemma.
Okay. Well, see, you're at least being productive. I mean, I don't think I've picked up any new skills or anything like that. I've just learned how to yell at my children a little bit better.
It's just unbelievably challenging.
It really is. So I want to talk about your band. So for people who maybe have been living under a rock for many years and have not heard of the Rock Bottom Remainders, tell us about your group and how it was formed.
So many years ago now, Dave Barry, Stephen King, on and on and on, Mitch Albom, Amy Tan, we all got together to be a really bad rock and roll band in the name of good causes. And over the 26 years, we've gotten no better, but we have raised $3.5 million for good causes.
Wow. Now, I mean, because before COVID, I mean, your band would get together and you would play benefit causes, benefit concerts, and basically for literary causes. So talk to me about, you know, why in particular sticking to literacy causes? I mean, I would make the assumption it is because you are all writers and need to make sure that the literary world is supported.
That's what makes you a good reporter.
Yeah, you know, reporting 101 right there.
Yeah, yeah. So we all wanted to be in these kind of bands and things, but we certainly weren't going to do it and charge people money because we are horrible.
Oh, come on
but
now.
We are horrible. But we thought if we did it for good causes, maybe people actually would pay $10 or $15 and come in and see us. And they have for 25 or more years. And then COVID came along, and one of the band members said, what if we could all get together and raise money for out-of-work booksellers? Because bookstores have been closed now for 5 months. And we created a video. I did the music. Everybody sang to the music. And then Greg Isles cut it into a video. And we made complete and total fools of ourselves.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I found it highly entertaining when I watched it this morning.
You must have been very tired.
I just had my coffee. So, and the reworking of the lyrics, it's from the song Stand By Me by Benny King. And I want to play a little bit more of it for our listeners right now.
When the time has come and we leave our homes
and the world reopens gradually,
I'll be glad, oh so glad,
to join you outside
just as long as you don't stand by me.
So listen, people, please don't stand by me.
Don't.
Please don't
stand by me.
Okay, so I have to say, Ridley, when I was listening to it at first, I was like, oh, this is so nice. Like, oh, it's to stand by me, you know, and all of a sudden, but just don't stand by me. And I found it just really almost cathartic listening to it because I think that we're, you know, we can focus so much right now, I think, on the negative. I mean, there's just so much out there, right? And there's, and every day the numbers are going up. And this is in no way making light of what is going on. But I think sometimes we need a little bit of levity to actually like mentally help us through. And
this band is full of levity. Those lyrics were written by Dave Barry. And he's the world's great jokester. But yeah, I mean, it's a serious issue, certainly, and a serious solution. Mm-hmm. But it occurred to us how silly Stand By Me was in this era, and it was time to revise it.
And you revised it very well. I want to talk, we're going to take a quick break here in a second and come back with you. But I do want to talk about the booksellers in particular, that the money that will be raised for this, because it's in support of BINC, which stands for the Book Industry Charitable Foundation. So tell us about this organization and what they do in particular.
Will do. Or would you like that now?
I would like that now. You just got really loud all of a sudden.
Well, that's me. having some technical issues at this end. This must be the pandemic.
It is the pandemic. Can you hear me?
Yes, everything's great. So
okay.
The booksellers have set up a nonprofit to try to support their employees, which of course all these authors that I play with are very much in favor of. And so the video was actually done to raise money. There's a Facebook website, which is Rock Bottom Remainders with an S, all one word. And you can donate there. I think we've raised about $20,000 so far. And we're just trying to help bookstore employees with their rent, daycare, whatever they need to get through the day because they don't have jobs.
Yeah. I mean, and that's so much of, you know, what so many people are suffering through right now. Let's take a quick break, fix our technical issues, because I know we have had a couple of them, and we're going to continue our conversation with Ridley Pearson right after this. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet.
We all hope that someday this will all go away.
And we'll walk in a world and be free.
I continue our conversation with best-selling author Ridley Pearson about his band, the Rock Bottom Remainders, and their new music video that will help benefit the Book Industry Charitable Foundation. Basically, this is for booksellers, bookstore employees who are out of work. And Ridley, I'm curious, because what is it about independent bookstores in particular that really helps authors? Because there's just such a special relationship between authors and in particular, independent bookstores.
Yes, and your listeners may not be aware of it as much, but independent bookstores, like your local libraries, they advance the causes of young and upcoming authors. So all of us in the Rock Bottom Remainders, Stephen King, Amy Tan, all of us got our start because the independent bookstores took notice of our work. And it's called hand selling. And we've all done it where you go in the store and you're starting to buy a book and somebody says, oh, you like this book? You might like this book. And they, you know, they refer you to work that you may like. And that helps young authors and old, cranky authors like me, Gemma, to, you know, be noticed and get our books made aware of and into the hands of people who want to read a similar kind of book. And, you know, one of the great things is of the pandemic, if there's any great thing, is people are reading more.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And it's funny that it took this to do it. Of course, they're streaming more, too. I'm sure that's way more than reading. But thankfully, the reading is up. And I just feel badly for the people who, like, we have a little local store here in Haley. And they're stripped down to one or two employees, and they normally have four or five. And that's all across the country, you know, thousands of bookstores.
It really is. And so with the video that that your band made, people can watch the videos. You said, go to the Facebook page, and then there's a big donate button, and that's how people do it. Right. And
yeah, exactly.
And it's,
and I mean, some people are given $2 and some people have given $1,000. So it's just, it's really what you think it's worth and what you can afford. Okay. But it's, you know, the money is going into the pockets of out of work people. That's what the listeners need to know.
And I have to say,
a lot of stupid people made the video. That's what they need to know also.
I was going to say, I think it's worth watching the video just to see Scott Turow's dance moves.
Well, when you were playing it back, I was going to cut in and say, okay, there's Mitch Albom, there's Amy Tan, and then Scott came in completely out of tune and dancing like a fool. And I was going to say, and there, ladies and gentlemen, is Scott Turow.
Oh my goodness, it was something to behold. And I have to say, my husband is, and I think I've told you this before, my husband is a big Scott Turow fan. So when Scott Turow was still a practicing attorney in Chicago, my husband at the time was had just become an attorney and thought it would be a great idea to try to go introduce himself. So he went up to the top floor of the building and tried to sneak in, and security caught him and made him go back down. And so he's never met him, but I will be sure to show him the video.
We're going to change that.
You know, maybe they could.
One of the greatest, you know, we also got, John Grisham came on to say,
yeah, I saw that.
Stand away. And we got Rob Reiner and Carl Hyacinth and just a whole bunch of fun people said, hey, I want a piece of this. And they came on and did a little push like they were shoving you away and said, don't stand by me.
Well,
and put on your mask, for heaven's sakes.
You did a good push there, too, in the
I was
video.
Pushing my daughter.
Yeah. I mean, you almost tipped her over. So I just. So you will, before I let you go, so you will be teaching again at Boise State, but
I'm teaching at Boise State remotely this year. Yeah.
So this
I've
will
been,
be a whole
I've
new
been
world.
I've been given a really incredible gift by the university. They've made me what's called the person of the practice. And so for 3 years, I will teach at the university and do my best to help students understand what it's like to be a professional writer.
I think that's so great. I mean, and to learn from you, and I mean, with the work that you have done, you reintroduce my oldest son to reading with your Peter and the Starcatchers book. So I personally thank you for that. but also thank you for this video. I mean, I have to say, it's just, it was such fun. It was so great to listen to something and see something that just made me laugh. So again, you can go to the Facebook page, Rock Bottom Remainders, and watch that video and donate. It goes to independent booksellers. Ridley, it's always so great to have you on the show.
You're so wonderful, Gemma. Thank you for having me.
Yep, take care. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today on Idaho Matters. I think we're going to leave you with some of this music because it's just such a way to keep a smile on your face. So thank you for being a part of Idaho Matters. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Don't.
Stand by me.
Don't stand by me.
Don't stand by me.
By me.